You're listening to a podcast from 702.
And today, on our health and wellness feature, we are talking about urinary incontinence, that leaking of urine that you can't control. And many people think this is just part of getting old, but not really, right? But it can be managed and it can be treated. And that's what I want us to explore this half hour with Dr. Craig Mamitele, who is a urologist at the Urology Hospital in Pretoria. And please, if you've got some questions for Dr. Mamitele, I want to take your calls on 011-883-0702 if you want to share how you've been dealing and navigating, managing and treating urinary incontinence. I want you to also send us your voice notes on 072-702-1702. Dr. Mamitele, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Morning, and how are you?
I'm good. Let's start by defining what it actually is. I just know it as the leaking of urine. Sometimes it's not controllable. What is the official definition of incontinence? What happens?
So it's basically involuntary loss of urine, which is unintentional. Because if you look at how we develop, when a child is still very young, there's what we call hyacinth centers, meaning the spine and the brain, it's not yet matured. As soon as it matures, then they learn how to inhibit the part where the bladder just passes urine. So normally it's a spinal reflex. So that's why a child would just pee now and then. Mm. But as they go older and older, the higher centers, they take over as they mature, and then they start inhibiting the blood, and then they learn when to release in the appropriate places as well.
And do you get a sense that people are more open about when they are dealing with incontinence? Are they more open about it, or do we still have people that are feeling embarrassed, or they think nothing can be done, so they suffer in silence?
I think most of the people suffer in silence, especially females, all patients who are from the rural areas. They would just stay away and not visit other people. But in the urban areas, they do come in early, especially with access to hospitals and clinics and general practitioners or healthcare places. So they would just go and complain that I'm noticing this in the past, this has been happening, and then they would consult early and then we'll start looking. But in areas where there's not much of access to health facilities, some elderly patients, they suffer in silence. And then you'll hear families like accepting it as part of old age that a certain old lady would smell urine the whole day, and it would be normal, and they would just say it's age. And you might find that it's something which we can easily sort out for a patient.
Yeah. And there's always this assumption that those who will deal with incontinence are like older people. But that's not really the case, right? What are the variations in terms of age, you know, for people that may have to have this condition?
Right. Maybe we can start with causes. If you look at causes, it starts from congenital. So congenital, that means you're born with things not developing properly. For an example, in certain cases, in a female, you find the tube which comes from the kidneys doesn't insert into a bladder. It inserts somewhere around the vagina. And then that we call an ectopic ureter. Or you find the child with abnormalities in the bladder development, and then the bladder didn't close nicely, or the pelvic floor didn't develop properly, or they had a urethral valve, which when we repair already there was damage to the sphincter and things like that, all patients who we have operated. But the congenital is the first one. And then you go to the neurological. So these are patients with congenital problems from the spinal cord, like spina bifida. Already those nerves are not working well to control the pelvic floor. And then as you get older and older, in females, usually we see it mostly in females, they start getting some acquired things like overactive bladder that would lead to more like urge incontinence or irritable bladder, where they can't keep urine. The minute they feel urine, they need to go now. And then they start leaking on their way to the toilet. And then as you get old, for females, for males, they get to have prostate problems because it start, they start having changes in the urine pattern. After the age of 40, that's when the prostate starts enlarging. And then as they get older and older, the more the prostate enlarges, and then they start having problems with the bladder and the urine as well. They may end up leaking. And then in younger males, with trauma as well, or with complications of sexually transmitted diseases, they may end up with things like urethral stricture. They may have incontinence. And then in some females with cervical cancer, especially when it's stage 3, after doing what we call radiation of the pelvis, trying to treat cancer, they may develop what we call vesicovaginal fistulas, where urine just leaks from the bladder into the vagina, and then they continuously leak urine. And then others, it's because of childbirth as well. So if they have a big baby and they try and push, if they're not properly prepared for labor, where the child is big, the head is big, and then it damages the pelvic floor as they give birth naturally. And then they may end up with weaknesses of the pelvic floor, and then they start leaking as well. So there's a couple of causes which leads to that.
Yeah, and for people that may be asking themselves, oh, how do I know that I've got this condition, so I can treat it better, so I can deal with it? How do they know? And I'm asking that because I had visited a friend, and it's the reason why I thought we should discuss this today. I'd visited a friend who is just around 41 or 42, and we're having a conversation about something else. And he says, and we're talking about wearing underwear, and he just indicated that, well, when you are over 40, you don't have a choice but to wear it. And when I asked why, and he said, because sometimes you got these drops, right, even after you urinate, and you've properly done what's supposed to be done after urinating to ensure there are no drops, but a few minutes later, you know, there's just often those involuntary drops. So for people who may be wondering, how do I know I've got this problem? What do they look out for?
All right. So it depends for a male and a female. If we start with a male, with that example that you gave of your friend, from the age of 40, we know that the prostate starts to enlarge. So as it enlarges, the prostate sits just below the bladder neck. So when you urinate as a man, urine has to go through the prostate to go out. As it enlarges, it blocks out that bladder outlet. And then now your bladder has to work extra hard to bypass that resistance from the prostate. And then sometimes your bladder doesn't push enough, and then some urine is left in the urethral pipe. And then that's when, after urinating, you start seeing a couple of drops staining your underwear or your trousers as well. So probably it's in the early phases of prostate starting to enlarge. But it depends on a person to person. Others, they start noticing that whenever they pass urine, they get a feeling that they didn't pass the whole urine. Some of it is still left in the bladder. Mm. And then in females, you find that it starts interfering with their work, and then they can't even stay the whole time through a one-hour meeting. They keep on going outside to go to the loo. Those are the patients with what we call overactive bladder. Mm. And all of a sudden, you start waking up about 2-3 times at night, because normally you should just pass urine just before you go to bed and be able to sleep throughout the night without waking up. Mm. When you start waking up about 3-4 times, it's a problem that needs to be investigated. Oh. Depending also on the fluid intake as well, on whether you are on high blood pressure medication, especially if your doctor is giving you diuretics as well, or if you have kidney or heart failure or heart problems, then it becomes a different story. Mm. But if you don't have any of those things and you start waking up 2-3 times at night, it's a problem.
Yeah, Dr. Craig Manitele, let me take a quick ad break. I've got some calls coming through and voice notes on 0727021702. We'll get straight to those after the break.
702.
Health and wellness.
For our health and wellness feature today, we have been discussing urinary incontinence. And if you've got some questions, you want to share your experience with us, I'm taking your calls. 011-883-0702. I see your WhatsApp voice notes have come through as well. 0727021702. Dr. Craig Manitele is guiding us through this discussion. Let's start with these voice notes.
Clement, ask the doctor what causes the urinary infection, please.
Hi, doctor. I'm a 47-year-old woman. I find it difficult to run, jog, do any physical exercise, cough or sneeze without having to close my legs very tightly. I had a cesarean, not natural childbirth. What can I do to rectify this?
Great. Thank you so much for your questions. Dr. Craig, you can start with the first one. What causes urinary infection? And you can get to the second one.
All right. So urinary infection, it depends. I think it was a female. All right. The most commonest cause is it's through bacteria which we found in the gut. So this will be patients who usually get constipation. So if you look at the patients with constipation, when stools get to the colon, the number of bacteria is in billions. So if that colon stays a bit longer in the pelvis, you're at a higher risk of getting urinary tract infection. But some infections, it's when there's external body, whether we've inserted tubes and other things, or whether it's a systemic infection, whether it comes from the kidney, there was infection, the kidney then comes down and end up in the bladder. But usually, it's usually due to bacteria from the bowel. That's the most common infection. Others are related after, if you visited the hospital and then we start inserting catheters, for whatever reason, we may introduce infections there.
Okay.
So that is one. The other caller, I think, or the voice note, is about the lady who finding it difficult to even do work and other things run. It depends. She needs to be evaluated properly. Maybe to run through the types of incontinence. One, we have what we call continuous incontinence. That means you're forever leaking urine. There's no time where you are dry. So it's either there's congenital something or there's some kind of communication between the vagina and the bladder. So there's no sphincter which can hold that urine, so urine flows all the time. The other one is stress incontinence. Stress incontinence, that means if there's an increase in the abdominal pressure, like when you're running, picking up stuff, or you're coughing or sneezing. Normally, when you start coughing, even now, if you give a good cough, the brain and the spinal cord will send a quick message to your pelvic floor to close. So if your pelvic floor is not closing, we call it a stress incontinence. That means when the pressure is up in the abdomen, when someone coughs, there's insufficiency of closing in the sphincter there. The other one would be urge incontinence. So urge incontinence is when you feel that you need to pee, but the urge itself, it becomes so intense that you have difficulty holding the urine before you even sit down, and then it ends up running. And then the other one will be overflow incontinence. So overflow, it's when, for example, it will be patients with big prostate. So it's closing there, but because the bladder now it's forever distended, it ends up running out on its own. So it's secondary to an obstruction and overflow incontinence, and then they keep on leaking urine.
All right.
And then sometimes you get a mixed picture of incontinence, of stress and urge. Usually, sometimes they go together. That's why.
Yeah, all right.
So it depends.
Yeah, let's take this two other questions.
All right.
My name is Sam from Cosmo City. My question to the good doctor there is, I understand that from when you turn 40, your prostate will enlarge. Why is that? Well, you know, why is it common in women? Because my understanding is that the women don't have any prostate. Why is it common in women when they don't have any prostate? In men, we understand that the cause is the enlargement of prostate. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Craig.
All right, so with that one, it's in women, it's because at some point they get to be pregnant, and then there's increased pressure in the bladder, which is transmitted to the pelvic floor. So usually that pressure, it may over time damage the pelvic floor, and then they will have a bit of a stress incontinence. So that is the main thing. And then other things is when some patients, especially females, if they've been raped or violently, they were violated down there with other things, and then there's damage to the pelvic floor. So there's a mixture of things. And then they also get what we call overactive bladder. That's when the bladder doesn't want to keep urine. It keeps on wanting to let go of the urine. So we get different problems. It's not similar. It's not always the prostate. So in males, it's usually because of the prostate. In females, it's other causes as well.
And okay, I think we've got 20 seconds. Let me do this last one. Hi, Clement. I'm on chronic medication for rheumatoid arthritis, and I started to notice the leaks after I was diagnosed and going to the toilet now and then. And someone told me that this can be because of the meds. How true is this? We've got 15 seconds, Dr. Craig.
I'm not sure which medication they're using for rheumatoid. If they're specific about it, and then I would start narrowing it down. But I can't think of any on top of my head. But that my best bet would need that patient to be evaluated so that we properly make a proper diagnosis done as well.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for making time, Dr. Craig Mamitela, urologist at the Urology Hospital in Pretoria.